do we get students to look at the big picture? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lynn Ulatowski, assistant professor of biology at Ursuline College, describes one method to do so.
How often do students come in with a stack of index cards and say, "Look how much I studied"? There is a place for note cards and rote learning, but students can be encouraged to take those index cards to the next level. One way to do this is by using a concept map strategy. A concept map is a graphical method that allows students to start with core ideas and essentially build and link from those main ideas to related topics. A concept map not only allows students to summarize, visualize, and organize, but importantly, it encourages students to step away from linear learning and examine the big picture. Oftentimes, students do not realize how concepts and ideas fit together and impact each other. However, it is important for students to recognize how a topic fits into a bigger perspective because it helps them to learn, apply, and understand why something matters and gives the information added value. There are numerous methods of concept mapping to use. For students that have that stack of index cards, they can spread them out on a table, like a puzzle, to see how things are related. Alternatively, one can use an old-school paper and pencil method because, as research demonstrates, writing something down promotes and reinforces learning. A fun method for students is to use a chalkboard or a dry erase board. For the more tech-savvy students, there are numerous free concept map apps that have the benefit of always being accessible, added to, and saved right on the phone. Whichever method of concept mapping a student chooses, the concept will take students from just remembering to a more complex level of learning.
That was Lynn Ulatowski of Ursuline College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.